You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hana Baba. There are many ways that we heal. Sharing stories, connecting with people, listening to voices, music, nature. Our ears and minds can help calm us down and gain perspective. Oakland resident Luna Mirren participated in something called sound healing. For about an hour, she listened to the sound of singing bowls and gongs.
Especially with the bowls, you can really feel the vibrations. You can feel this up and down like waves, and it feels as if these waves go through my body as well.
The session was put on by Eric Setnarski at his studio in Oakland. KALW's True Quinn met with him to learn more about the instruments he uses in his sound healing class.
My name is Eric Setnarski, and I'm a sound healer based in Oakland, California. In our modern world, we don't always have access to sounds that are pure, consistent. There's a lot of sirens, our electronics. BART, I always use as a great example of a sound that is not necessarily healing. So it creates kind of a low-level stress, so it puts us into fight or flight. Sound healing is many different things, and sound healing is music. That's a great example of how we use sound for healing. So we listen to music to be happy. We listen to music to be sad. Since we've been able to use voices and instruments, music has been a modality of sound healing. Then there are other types of sound healing, like frequencies and vibrations. So if you were to take a droplet of water and put it under a microscope, and blast a frequency or vibration that's pure onto it, it would start to vibrate in a symmetrical pattern. So think of a snowflake. The bowl in front of me is a quartz crystal bowl, one of many types of instruments that can be used to either relax or can also be used to energize. This is an 18-inch gong, and it's made out of metal, and it's circular, and depending on where you hit it, it'll make different kinds of vibrations. So the gong can be used to relax, but it can also be used to break up stuck energy or stuck patterns, that mental loop that's playing in our head. I think metal is definitely more activating as opposed to the quartz crystal, which is more grounding. But all the tools can be used for everything depending on how you play them, just like any instrument. So, you know, you can use an electric guitar to make someone very calm, or you can make them activated. So the voice actually is the original sound healer for humans, and it can be used in many different ways. It can be used to express emotions. It can be used to calm. You can actually tone into your body as well, too. So you can create vibrations by using your voice. So, for example, I'm going to tone into my chest right now. Now I'm going to tone into my stomach. Perhaps if your mother would sing to you, the voice being a very calming, you can actually do that to yourself. It's a very healing tool. I like to say that we talk a lot, but we don't always use our voice. We can use our voice as tools for change, for tools of love, of compassion, We can also use our voice as tools of damage, for tools to make people uneasy or stressed. What is your tone? What is your delivery? Maybe not what you're saying, but how you're saying it. We often say things that we're supposed to be saying as a society. What is improper? What is the right way? We have our, you know, if we're working, we have our business language. But when you're using your voice, you're actually expressing yourself deep down from your stomach through your whole body. And your voice is a pure expression of who you are.
That was Eric Setnarski at his studio Samana in Oakland. That story was produced by KALW's Truk Nguyen. Find info about the sessions that Eric leads to help people heal at KALW.org. Click Crosscurrents for details. And while you're there, subscribe to our weekly newsletter. It'll give you insight into what's happening all over the Bay Area.